So, Emil, I think that put us on a good path to chapter 46. Mm-hmm. So in the earlier chapters, we saw Jacob journey, Jacob this. Mm-hmm. It's interesting now that he has a new name, right? And we trust the new character because it says, and Israel took his journey with all that he had. This was now the one who was a prince with God. There had been a positive change in the life of Jacob. He's an old man here. And I want to tell you, young people, we reminisce about 20 years ago, 25, when we were your ages. And how quickly you go from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60. Very fast. And we're not old people yet. You add another 20 to 50 and 60, and you're at 70 and 80. Starting to get old. No matter what the world says about, you know, the 70 is the new 45 or something like that. You know, you feel it. You don't remember things as you once did. You don't learn in the same way. You don't have the ability to run and spring up the steps as you once did. So it's to, in the fruitful years of your life, to have a name and a character that exemplifies Christ, that allows us to be useful for Him. Because if the Lord tarries, we will grow old. And it's a shame, it would be a shame, to have sat under ministry like this from the Word of God and to have wasted 25 or 30 years of your life, 40 years, 50 years, doing everything you want to do, pursuing every, you know, there's some good things and noble things. Work is good, career, wonderful. But if it's all and only exclusively in that way, you'll find when you become an old man or woman, you'll find that you are disappointed because you didn't give it to the Lord. But Israel took his journey. But you know, before we saw that he moved in his own energy and his thoughts. This is Egypt. They're saying, come to Egypt. That's where Joseph is. God told Isaac, don't go to Egypt. Abraham went into Egypt, found a problem there. Joseph. Now Joseph had a problem in Egypt. Jacob. Go back to Egypt? What does he do? Mm-hmm. He took his journey with all that he had, and he came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. I want to ask, why is he going to Beersheba and not Egypt? Somebody help us out. His GPS is wrong? Off?
Says in verse 3, fear not to go down to Egypt. So was it a fear that he had to go to Egypt?
Well, I think what we have here is the fruit that was talking about the new character of Jacob is before he, or Israel now, before he does anything, he's going to seek God. He's going to give God the first place. And one of the key changes in Jacob's character is he's now a worshiper. He worships God. You know, he worships God in the beginning of this chapter. He worships God toward the end of what we read when he leaned upon the bed. So he's now a worshiper. So before he does anything, especially knowing going into the world, which is Egypt, he's going to go seek out God and get God's advice and not trust simply what he heard, or just going on his own steam, or basically any of the things that he would do, would have done as a younger person. Just, I'll go to Laban, I'll go here, I'll do this. He's now going to use this new character, this new fruit, and he's going to go seek God's face before he does anything.
Well, maybe if we kind of just figure out what Beersheba means, maybe somebody could help us out here. I'll teach you a couple of Hebrew words. How about that? Beer means well. And Sheba means seven. All right? So you learn two Hebrew words now. So if you want to know what the word well is, or what it comes from, it's a Hebrew word for beer. And what is the number seven in Hebrew? It is Sheba. How about that? So you come to Spruce Lake, you learn a lot. You learn even Hebrew. It is the well of perfection. It is the well of satisfaction. You read about it in the time of Abraham. Abraham, when he dug that well in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 28, the Philistines tried to take it from him. And he talked to Abimelech there, and he said, he called the place Beersheba. It's a place of satisfaction. It's a place where proof of ownership. Same thing happened with Isaac in chapter 26. When he dug again the well in verse 33. He dug again the well and he called it Beersheba. It's again a place of satisfaction, the water of satisfaction. And Jacob comes to Beersheba, the word of God, the well of satisfaction, where he will find an answer from God regarding his journey. Remember we said earlier on, how do you find your way? You go to the word of God. You go to the word of God. And Jacob now saying, okay, by sight, I see the wagons. By sight, I hear the report. Go to Egypt. But that's Israel now. He doesn't walk by sight anymore. He walked by faith. Going to Egypt by sight, it seems like, okay, it's the right thing. That's where Joseph is. But faith tell me this is the place is I shouldn't. Abraham got in trouble in there. God told Isaac not to go there. What does God want me to do? That's a different Jacob than what we know. Mm-hmm. That's a man who was like, I know what to do. I know where to go. I know how to go. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. Okay? Back off. Buzz off. I know how to do it. Right? You tell that to your parents? You tell that to your older brother and sister? Just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. You know. You just relax. Chill out. That's not that man. He has changed. He's a man of faith now. And he would not do anything without going to the word of God. Lord, what should I do? He offered sacrifice. He was praying, Lord, what do I do now? I'm afraid to go to Egypt. Is that the right way? What should I do? He didn't take the matter in his own hand. This is the fruit of a change of a name and a change of character. If you go back from here, you're doing your old ways, God is going to meet with you, wrestle with you, and break your leg. Or you could say, I'm going to spend time in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to have the change of the character. I'm going to have the change of the name. And from now on, I'm going to go to the Word of God for direction. I'm going to go to Beersheba and ask, Lord, which college, which career, which city, which town, which young man, which young lady? I see the sight telling me, but Lord, what is your word telling me? The path of faith would be found in a man that goes into the Word of God to find instruction. And the Lord give him direction.